أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق، يكور الليل على النهار ويكور النهار على الليل، وسخر الشمس والقمر، كل يجري لأجل مسمى، ألا هو العزيز الغفار. In the beginning of the surah, Surah Zumar, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and that is the main theme of the surah, the oneness, the tawheed of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and Allah showed it in various ways and then ordered us that we also must be sincere, only make Allah's ibadat, and with sincerity, that is, only make Allah's ibadat, one Allah. We must be sincere on our side and know only Allah alone is worthy of worship, and all our ibadat must be in that line. Normally, we just take it for granted, but we should check our sincerity. Also, we should check whether we are worshipping only Allah, or whether we believe that Allah feeds us, sustains us, and Allah needs our shop to sustain us, or Allah needs our job to sustain us. Then that will be also part of shirk if that is the case. If we are doing amal for Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time that people must praise us also, then that is also shirk. So complete tawheed we have to work for. Further, Allah explains His tawheed, His oneness. خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق. بناء آسمان or زمين تيك. Allah has created the heavens and the earth with perfection. That is also a clear sign that there is only one Allah and the whole system that is working. For if there were two Allahs, one would want it to rain, one would want it to be sunshine. And there should have been a lot of problems in the system of the world, like we find turmoil and chaos in almost all the governments of the world. The ruling party wants something, opposition wants something else. So if that was in with Allah also, we should have found turmoil. But how many years and years, and the system of the world is working perfect. The sun is rising, setting, etc. This shows that Allah is only one and He alone is in charge and in control. يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ لَبِتَّهِ رَاتْكُ دِنْمَ or وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ or لَبِتَّهِ دِنْكُ رَاتْمَ. Allah is the one who wraps up the night on the day and the day on the night. That is, when the night comes, then it is as though the day has been wrapped up and put away. Now it has become dark, and darkness spreads around the whole world. And when in the morning comes, then it looks like that Allah has wrapped up the night, and now the day comes out and the shine spreads everywhere. So this is the qudrat of Allah, which is a very, very great phenomena. If only the eyes of our heart can open and we see Allah's qudrat every morning, every night. We take advantage of the day and we do all our work. We take advantage of the night and have our good rest, etc. But we don't acknowledge and recognize the system and the working of Allah. It is very necessary that we realize that and then make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ اور کام میں لگا دیا سورج اور چاند کو. And it is Allah alone who has created the sun and the moon and then put them into their service which they are ordered to do. Continuously the sun and the moon, how many thousands of years, are working with what precision. So much so that the sun doesn't look at our watch what time to rise, but we have to set our watch according to sunrise. Allah Ta'ala's system is so perfect. Kullu yajri li ajalim musamma. Har ek chalta hai ek theri hui muddat par. And each one of them is moving in its specific orbit and rotation. It refers to either that as the sun completes its cycle and the moon completes its cycle, and we have day and night, and we have year coming and year going, all that. Or it refers to it is moving till the time Allah has ordered it to move. And when Qiyamah will come, then it will have completed its work, and then it will also crush, and everything will come to an end. अला हुवल अजीजुल गफार, सुनता है वही है जबरदस्त गुना बख्शने वाला. ओपन योर ईयर्स एंड हियर एंड नो दैट अल्लाह अलोन इज द ऑल पावरफुल टू हैविंग क्रिएटेड द सन एंड द मून द सिस्टम ऑफ द डे एंड नाइट. ऑल दिस इज क्लियर प्रूफ विच एवरी पर्सन शुड सी हाउ ग्रेट अल्लाह ताला इज एंड द बिलीवर शुड रिकॉग्नाइज अल्लाह ताला एंड ब्रिंग रियलिटी इन द ईमान. नॉट only words that they have believed, which is also valuable, but the conviction from the heart, and for that Allah has made all this. And together with that, Allah is Ghaffar. Anyone who makes Tawbah, who was a non-believer, an atheist, but he makes Tawbah, Allah will accept his Tawbah readily, and Allah Ta'ala will forgive him. خَلَقَكُم مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدًا بَنَايَا تُمْكُ ایک جی سے. And also look at another aspect of Allah's Qudrat. It's impossible not to believe in Allah. If you look out of you, you will only see Allah. If you look in you, you will also see only Allah. He is the one who created you from one soul. That is from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah created the rest of mankind. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا پھر بنایا اسی سے اس کا جورا. Then from Adam alayhi salam, Allah made his partner Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam. And from the two then, Allah Ta'ala brought out the whole of mankind. And وَأَنزَلَ لَكُم مِنَ الْأَنْعَامِ ثَمَانِيَةَ أَزْوَاج. اور اتاری تمہاری واسطے چوپاؤں سے آٹھ نر مادہ. And Allah Ta'ala has sent for you for the animals which you consume commonly, and may I made them in eight and in pairs. That is the camels, the cows and oxen, sheep and goat. Allah Ta'ala had sent this down for you. Send it down either refers to that Allah has created it. The word anzala comes in the meaning of khalaqa also. That Allah is the one who has created these things for you. And some of mufassirin of the opinion that literally these were sent down from Jannat for the use of mankind. And they have come in this world. And then for yourselves again, see how Allah has made you. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ. بناتا ہے تم کو ماں کے پیٹ میں. Allah is the one who creates you in the insides of your mother, that is in the wombs Allah Ta'ala makes you. And that is also a person should ponder very greatly, that in that small little factory of Allah, the womb which is so small, Allah is creating, according to World Health Organization, 250,000 babies every day are born. So continuously 250,000 factories, and in that same factory the eyes are made, the brains are made, the heart is made. They are not ordered from somewhere else and assembled there. They are all made there, and all this from one drop of semen. In that one drop of semen, we are today astonished with a chip, how much of information it contains. But in that one drop of semen, Allah has put the material of the brains and the heart also, which are two completely different. Allah has put the material of the skull bones and the rib cage also, so hard and strong to protect the brains and the vital organs of the body. In that Allah has put the nails and the hair of the body also. Everything Allah has put in that one small chip of His, but we don't see Allah Ta'ala. When we see ourselves, see our babies, we should be seeing Allah, His great Qudrat. خلقم من بعد خلق. ایک طرح پر دوسرے طرح کے پیچھے. And all this Allah has made stage after stage. First it is just the drop of semen, and then it is the embryo, and then further it is developed. Then the skeleton is made. Then the meat is put on. Then the skin is put on. Then finally Allah blows His command in that child, and it becomes a living being. What a great Qudrat of Allah, and for everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. A person born in a city, a person born in the forest, everyone Allah blesses and gives them all these things. With all this, a person should be seeing Allah Ta'ala. And all this again, fi zulumat in thalath, teen andheriyo ke beech, in three layers of darkness. First of all, the womb of the body of the mother, inside the body, that is darkness. Then in that the womb, that is darkness. Then the embryonic sac, that is again darkness. How Allah Ta'ala, His work carries on in three layers of darkness. Whereas man is such, when that power is gone off, all work comes to an end. But Allah Ta'ala's work carries on all the time. One Canadian doctor some years ago wrote a book on the formation of the child in the womb of the mother and appealed to any and everyone in the world if they can give more information of the formation of the child, but not from medical point of view. He said that we have got enough knowledge from our scans and all the x-rays, saunas, etc. But from any other source besides medical source, a Malaysian doctor wrote to him all the references of the Quran Sharif. He was totally amazed that about 1400 years ago, when the word gynecology did not exist, when there was no university, and so perfectly the Quran could describe as today, modern science have got knowledge, he immediately accepted Islam. I read the third edition of his book, and this book in many medical colleges, schools is being taught as a textbook till today. So this is how Allah Ta'ala makes man. Dhalikumullahu Rabbukum. Wo Allah tumhara Rabb. That is Allah who is your creator, your nourisher, your sustainer. Lahul mulk. Usika raj hai. Kingdom belongs only to him. La ilaha illahu. Kisi ki bandagi nahi uske siwa. Then again, tawheed. Nobody else must be worshipped besides Allah. Don't believe anything that gynecology and doctors are delivering our babies. Only Allah alone is the doer. And gynecology is today. Allah's system is working since ever. And Allah's system, so believe one only in Allah. Afanna tusrafun, phir kahan se phere jaate hai? Where are you turning around and running away from Allah Ta'ala? When Allah is so great and you know yourself, you can't deny yourself, and you know you did not make yourself, and you know your parents did not make you also. If that was the case, every father would make his child a genius. Every mother would make her child the most beautiful and handsome. If it was in our hands, they only mated, that is all. The making was Allah Ta'ala's system and Allah's working. So a person should turn sincerely to Allah and worship only Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.